Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And wonderful. This is the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred. very unhappy. Very unhappy. I'd like to see something. Something from above. I feel, you know, I don't like the system of the human population. Because my early understanding of life is one that is based on the Bible. And when I remember
about the biblical teaching. You know, I just cannot come to it. You know, back then, I had one understanding about life, and that is about Adam and Eve in a garden. And nobody has ever crossed my path to say something is wrong with that. When I think about the divinity that is behind Genesis, I mean, there was just nothing to point you to the opposite way. And sometimes I want to talk about this, but it is like I am inadequate. Because though I can see and come to understand that things have gone very wrong on this planet. And then I come to grips with certain things that I am satisfied with knowing that something has gone wrong. But now, how to find a resolve with what gone wrong? It is taking me a while feel like there is something that is resolving the problem. And it is very strenuous. And I have a lot of discontentment. What I am thinking about to resolve is that, is to see, I want to see something happening. And I think I'm seeing some actions, but my efficiency probably is weighing too much in the scale, because I seem to be having a hard time to be content with what I have seen. Now, the fact that it has happened so long ago, and then there are so many people that I see, and I feel bad for their situation. The level at which the speed at which progress, or what I see, seems to be that people are really getting to find out and trying to do something. The speed is very slow. Very slow. And that's coming up against myself, because I'll have to. Observe myself and to analyze myself. Do I have the accurate view about what I am seeing, and you know, to adjust myself to the speed at which any kind of improvement are being seen. Because I spend so long a time into that confinement, and to understand that when so much of your life is spent in fruitless living, it didn't make progress that could or should be made. And now I'm struggling to find myself content with the discoveries that I have made on the adjustment that I have made to reconcile myself. Okay, it's going to be all right. I want to come into the fullness of that. Because the adjustment that I have been making, you know, sometimes I don't feel content with that. Don't, you know, because look, I have an attitude inside of me that I don't ever want to find myself wrong in the way I should be right. I want to be right. Underneath me want to be right is an attitude, not against me being right, but against being my insufficiency than greater knowledge to make me feel okay. I have an attitude about that. And my attitude is, humanity is humanity. And why should I have to put up with situation that does not involve humanity, but homosexuals? The book or the sources that I read is pointing to me and telling me homosexuals are not human beings, and they are calling themselves human beings. And America is a place that manifests the opposite of civilization. And it, you mean it cannot be rectified yet? Now, again, my sense of logic is something that is bothering me. Because when I recognize a story like what the Bible teaches about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And when I consider all what the church preached and taught about, and now I come to find out is a whole lot of lies. Like it says, God is perfect. God is holy. God knows all things. He predestined all things that we see and know. And when I analyze all of that, to see the works of God that the Bible say, you know, God is and will always be manifested when we see actions of God, that God is perfect and stuff like that. None of it is true. Because my level of reading shows me that the book of Revelation is a bunch of trash. What is said about St. Paul and his epistle, it's a bunch of trash. That is supposed to be prophecy fulfilled about the Messiah, it's a bunch of filth. It is a bunch of filth because homosexual write them things. Now, why homosexual come into power? Why? They're not civilized people. If you want to call them, not, well, we kind of call them people, but I mean, they're not human beings. They're not human beings. And if they are human beings, and I don't know, somebody need to, like, call me. And if you need the number to call me, because you know what? I can do well with a little conversation, especially where somebody's going to set me on the right track if I am on the wrong track. Because I would have to argue what I am depending on as the truth. And you have to argue till where I find that what I'm depending on has no power at all, no linguistic energy power to remove me out of my position. You have got to argue with me. And we see both sides. Okay? Who be do? You know? And there is a system, whereas I read a story where, let's say two groups warring against each other, and they decide that they're going to go to war, but they don't send a whole bunch of people to go to war. They only want two people to fight, and which one beat the other, just like in a boxing match. Ever side win. It's just like the baseball and the basketball and things like that, you know. You have a lot of competition from different groups, right? And they have a final, and whoever win in the final, that's it, right, will be the champion. Now, I just wonder, if indeed I have a spiritual energy inside of me to do something about what I feel. Because I want to see something that represents the justice, the peace, and the tranquility that is promised to people who are civilized and worship the holy name of the gods, because it doesn't matter what one wants to think. My reading only identify that civilization was never on Earth 5 billion years ago. Right? And how civilization came about is really what matters to me. Because there's nothing else. Right? And the kind of filth that I have to put up with, I don't contribute to it. Why do I have to live under the pressure of these uncivilized filthiness? Whereas you have some element, some creature, like the hominid primates, who say they turn human being and they are modern man. They're Cro-Magnon and they know everything. They know about, according to them, they just don't know about themselves, because they won't talk about themselves and represent themselves, but they know about others. Yeah. Okay. And how they come to own the wealth of the world and say they are government, how they come to that? Well, I learned some things about that. And I come to some very serious conclusion about that. Really, you know, I just wonder if I will live to see something change about that. Really. But let's say I'm not going to live to see. Which is definitely a displeasure to think that. I am so anxious to see something happen here. You know, and I mean, something that I cannot do. Why are indigenous people, since I think a lot of people know that something has happened and the indigenous people are being trodden down by gay homosexuals. How do they come to make a different law than the kingship law? The kingship laws by kings, and that in the world is a textbook. Look at this. The world is a textbook. Doesn't have Europe. Europe is not a civilized country. And where the people in Europe come from? They came from Africa, South Africa. Before Europe was settled with any form of life, So I'm saying that there was no form of life in Europe going back 1.5 million years ago. Okay, I did say something about if somebody would like to call me, you can call me at 347-850-1358. 347-850-1358. I think what I'm talking about is important. And people who are not concerned about life in the way I do, you may not understand why I like to talk about those things. I want to know about these things. I don't want to be like a donkey or some lower animals who don't have the mind like I, a civilized person, have, right? Yeah, and I would imagine that some people who have civilized blood like me may not know much about what I'm talking about either. All right? So I am, since I come to understand certain things, I am not interested in anything else. Okay? Let's say, given the context of what I'm saying, is that I am not interested in some other type of thinking. However, what is foremost precious to me are these kind of things in history and existence that I particularly have interest in. Yeah. In my lifetime? Yeah, that's what I want to know about, and that my life is controlled by these kind of thinking. All right. So I'm going to say to you now is that when I read and see what is in the World History textbook, about after 5 billion or so years pass by, and there are creatures that came about. And one set of creatures, the first to come about. You hear people are saying the first humans. Who are the first humans? Now, the white people, these are not human beings, but they have a lot to do with human beings. But since when? Since when? Because these creatures in the World History textbook tells you that they are hominids. They are hominids. And they tell you about the early development. This is where the confusion in the world comes in, where we don't know whether we're walking on our heads or on our feet. But in the World History textbook, I wandered around a long time on asking questions about the white people history. Nobody was able to tell me. But I wanted to know that because clearly I wouldn't ask about indigenous people history because it's all known. That's all that's known. Is our history. But the white people don't have a history. Okay? Now, what they have as history cannot be counted as civilized history Yeah, and you're hearing me all right, you know. And if you think that you have a better history than what I have, then of course I wouldn't want to live my life in absurdity. So if you know something better than what I know, I want a piece of it. You see what I mean? As much as I can get out of what is better than what I know. But what if nobody can destabilize what I know? It gonna have to stay the right thing. And it means I have the right to tell anybody who don't know the right thing to tell them it so that they can partake in what is right. Okay? So don't fool around. Like I'm saying, I have a very, very vicious attitude when it comes to this, what history says. Okay? The world to know their history. They are interested for you. They are interested to make up some where they live, let's say, in Europe. And the only reason why you know something about Europe is simply because they cannot avoid us knowing that they are European. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look, it is very, very serious that we know I am talking about, because right now there is too much sewer system where these, like DeSantis, that say he is governor of Florida. This is a homosexual, no different from that guy in Africa, a Leopold or whatever his name. You see, do you know how many African he killed? About 10 million in the Congo. And they call him a king. Now, how can these kind of stuff go on planet Earth? And these people are not even civilized in any kind of way. White people not civilized? They are not human beings. Not where I'm reading it. And they get opportunity to say they are human being. And when they're going to call, they want to know in America whether or not you're black or you're brown or you're yellow or something like that. Why do they want to know about the African ethnic people, and they don't want anybody to know who they are? Now, I am saying this now, and you think I'm going to hear anybody call me on here because they're afraid of these vicious fucking asshole white people? They do. And it's the reason why nobody will call me and talk to me about this, because they think that, oh, they'd rather take up the Bible to Dickens. When was it? I think not yesterday. I think the day before. Today, yeah, I think he's on the 8th. I did a show on Black Talk Radio. He is in an orbit of not posting the show. I come in and I do the show. I spend the time because I am paying them for the time that I'm doing the show. And it's probably going into about maybe 40, 50 shows now that they don't broadcast. But they take the money from me. This is the kind of horrible homosexual, but they call it WPLG or whatever them call themselves. Now, I'm beyond that. I'm beyond this old bunch of sewer system white people talk about they are AD and Adamani, and I know that is a whole bunch of sewer system stuff. I know that. I can prove that. But why is it nobody care about that? This show that I'm doing right now, I'm doing it because I must do it. I must do it. You know, if it is the last day, last hour I breathe the breath of life, I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about it until the last breath. Because there is, I'm not afraid of nothing, especially what is not human being. I'm not going to be afraid of that. I'm not going to be afraid of these hominids. It's the monkey jungle. I mean creatures. The monkey jungle. That's where they're coming from. Who they come to talk about, they look like human and talk like humans and have education like humans. Where they get it from? There is something in the history that tells about why the African indigenous people are afraid of the white hominids. See, number one, everything that one wants to know, I think, is known about these sodomite white people. And although, let's say the indigenous people, the hybrid people, they know more about these white people. You know, as much as anybody else. And how many of them do white people kill? Where do white people come from to kill the indigenous people? Nobody don't want to talk about that. Because they're afraid these people find some way and kill them. I'm not going to be afraid of that either. Not going to be afraid of that. Because you know what? I will serve to let people know and not to be afraid. I don't think I should die for anybody's transgression. Okay? And if these sodomites, if they're allowed to destroy me, well, there's nothing else I can do. But I don't want to be like other people that they kill. No. I want to be the one that lives to see the change that put all of this out of existence. Sodomite, homosexual, they are the worst creature on earth. But they envy to be human. They envy to be human. If I can be blessed with what it takes to drive homosexual off this planet, I would be happy to have that power. Because fucking asshole is not something that human beings do. Okay? It's not something So when they get themselves in the position where they start to change what human being defined and begin to call themselves Homo sapiens, I don't want to smell that. I do not want to smell that because I don't read that to be the story of the human race. They are tired of being hominid, primate, and, you know, from their culture of monkeys. They are tired to be that. I don't see anybody that is human tired to be humans. I don't see anybody yet, except they are terrorized by the faggots, white people, them, and they go kill themselves. Well, it's too bad, because there's something you ought to know about them before you start killing yourself. You know. Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense that it is clear who human being really is. And they come along and decide that they're going to be human. Yeah, for white people to be talking about they are human being. They're something else. They're hominid. They're primates. Their species, hominid. That's what the book says. Now, is there any civilized establishment in the World History textbook for the hominids? I don't see any. I do not see any. All right. There is establishment for civilization in the World History textbook. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And who are those people? The ethnic. The people who are named from long time ago indigenous. You see? And history makes no guessing about the character of indigenous people. But what about these white people who come out of what you call it? Clear in the World History textbook where these white people come from. They come from Europe. And how did they come into Europe? They left Africa 1.5 million years ago and come up into Europe. What kind of character they were coming into Europe? They're hominid. Primates. They're apes. And their qualities, their groups, is ape, some kind of ape. Okay? That's where they come from and going to Europe 1.5 million years ago. All right? But nobody knows what happened after that. But they go in there as a character that only grunts. They didn't have human language. There was no human being around when they go into Europe. No way, shape, or form. Right? So now, when the human being were created, it is in prehistory, and you have not enough information about human being in this World History textbook. However, you can find more than ordinarily, saying enough. You can have much more than you would need to prove that in this world literature textbook, all that hominid. You see what I mean? But now, the fact that they put themselves into a position where they have made changes to their biological form and structure, and now they look like human being, they talk like human being, and they do a lot, they learn a lot of things from the human beings, because 3.5 million or more years ago, they weren't able to do more than grunt. So if they didn't have no form of academic ability, well, you don't ask about what they could do civilly. No. No. Now, it seems like it takes quite a bit to allow someone to not be afraid of these sodomites, because long before we knew anything really went wrong, apart from what they write in the Bible, you know, and we don't look at the Bible as a history book, so there's a difference there. We did not know anything about white people changing from hominid to look like humans. Nobody don't tell us that, but we are told, but we don't know we are told. You see what I mean? Because when you read about the talking serpent in the Bible, you don't have any idea that is any creature looking like white people. Are the talking serpent, is them. We don't know that, but it is them. So all I was talking about, you know, looking for history of white people, it was very much close to me, around me, and I didn't know they are the talking serpent. So from the time you know about the talking serpent, these white people are they, and the things that they have done to put the world in the, you know, the ass dead and comfort world that we are in today, it is them that caused that. While we are imagine about talking serpent that God created in the 6 day he created the world. You mean God would make something like that? God is a perfect God, and he would make a talking serpent like that to do the kind of stuff, and God know all things? No, you come on now. You want to like convince me that this God is perfect and all knowing and he ordain all things? I mean, that kind of a stinking, I mean, fly blowing thing you want me to take for a God? Really? Now, listen, you know, I don't expect that things should go like this, because there are too many things that I see of myself that shows in no way, shape, or form civilized people are to live down this. And I am seeing that, you know what? The talking serpent thing that we don't know about, that is our problem. Because there is just no way why we should behave the way we do if it weren't something like what the serpent did, you know, and those things that the serpent was telling Eve, you remember in that story? Now, that is not the real story. You see, the white people them know the story because they are the protagonists. You see, white people, they are the ones that set the Bible in motion, and all what them not to put into the Bible, them put in there. But if you have a good understanding and you know what you're reading, you will find out the truth. It is not the Bible that is telling the truth. What is telling the truth is prehistory. Okay, and the world history text, because the world history text, like Glencoe, National Geographic, it would be a better book. And like Michael Challenger, the scientist and the scientist group in South Africa, who tell us about the first civilization in South Africa was the gods, the Elohim gods. It was them. And they were over in South Africa. They were they were also flying in their chariots around the earth and stuff like that, because they had all those type of equipment, right? They go back and forth to their planet and do their work. And eventually, they did a lot of work all around planet Earth, right? And remember, it is them that did the four rivers of Africa. Those four rivers, and if you know the use, the reason why they make those four rivers, all right. Now, these white people don't want us to think that the Elohims did that. No, they don't want us to know that. These white people that you're looking at, if you think that they are real people, that is what is leading you astray. Because who tell you about the church and about Jesus Christ? It's them. And you look at them like they are people like me and the rest of us, right? And they're not. White people don't belong on any territory whatsoever of the African people. They're Africans too, but no reference to them as African, because they were first, before anybody else, to leave South Africa and go up into Europe. So nobody associate them, as far as I can see now, like they are African, but they were descendants from South Africa. You see, so it's many long years after they left and go up into Europe, and then the gods came 450,000 years ago and go into South Africa. And it was about 250,000 years after they came that they created the hybrid, because they wanted intelligent helpers to take over the workload of prior workers that they brought here, who didn't want to carry on that work anymore. So we were not somebody that no God was creating to worship, he and his son, these two faggot character in the Bible, because that's what God in the Bible is. And you think that the God in the Bible make anything? No, God in the Bible don't even exist. If you want to, pursue that, I can prove it to you that there is no God Almighty in the Bible. And you think the word God just means the oh God that created all things, and that's not true. How about Abraham? I'll tell you that, yes, there is a record of Abraham, but not what they're talking about in the Bible. They don't care about lying. These white people, they don't care about lying. okay? No, not at all. They have no conscience at all. And all they want is to have this planet become a place of sodomite, this country. This every human person, because they were not human and they're trying to look like human, talk like human. They want us to start fucking our soul like them. And if you don't understand that, that's what the Church of Jesus Christ is all about. If they are bad, I know the gods are good. And I just think that something will happen to help us out. Because now, when we didn't know the talking serpent or what civilized, now we know. And now we hate the fact that our ancestors carry us into this type of situation. And now we would like to remedy it, but we're having a hard time. We're having a hard time. And it's not that the hard time will not be overcome, but we're going to get anxious long before it may finally come to an end. You see, all that's needed is that it end, and we can help to end this whole bunch of evil, unnecessary evil. But unless we pay attention and develop ourselves to good knowledge and understanding, we will perish. Others who are able to pay the price of coming back to good knowledge, we will be all right. We are called the, you know, those who give themselves remnant, a remnant. If you can give yourself to be a remnant and, you know, let your Lord God have pity and mercy on you and give you good life. Yeah, you can inherit that. But all these are the foolishness that we are told. It's hard, you know, it's hard for us to get out. And but let's come back to what I was telling you about the truth, about our origin. You will not know the truth of our origin until you go to the World History Textbook. Why I like this World History Textbook. Though I must stipulate that Sumerian prehistory is the top of all history. Because not even these white people can say they were the first one to be civilized. They might lie and go on with all kind of foolishness. But if they were to write about Ask Google, they can only, I mean, do some little wiggling, but they have never lied about the first set of human being that were civilized. They don't, these white people, I would never misrepresent this part of it, because they do, it's like about the only thing that they will tell the truth about, because it's hard to lie about, okay? But they will lie to get as many people to believe their foolishness and their in human, I mean, they will lie a lot, yeah, make you believe in Jesus and all them kind of foolish Satan business, you know what I mean? They will do that, but I am telling you, this is a good thing, that where the African people stand is that we stand by civilization. We could not come about but by the gods who create us with their blood. And why sapien blood? Two species that makes us one human being. Okay? Yeah, we are the mixed people. And we come from two type of taxon blood. And these white people who now become the serpent in the Bible, they are the one who mess up our blood when we were leaving Africa and come to the Western world. If you don't know that, that's exactly what the history book here show. We leave Africa about 100,000 years ago, and that was when the Talking Serpent Act came about. And today, if you don't know that, you're, as an African, over the past 100,000 years, you got retarded because of these white people. And it's the reason why they began to talk out of that act. Okay? This is what happened. Why white people are talking and look like human beings, the history is going to tell you that they kill off the Neanderthals and interbreed them for a long, 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 long time until they lost their flat-faced monkey of Kenya. Yeah, they are the flat-faced monkey of Kenya. That's who they were, the Homo erectus. Okay? Lately, I don't hear them talking about their own ancestor erectus that came from the hominid. But they were the popular ones that did the interbreeding, and now they are here today. The best we can get out of them is that they are the named species, the parent species. Okay? So they don't want to tell you anything about themselves. Like here, that when they invade and come to America, imagine after we were here some 50,000 years, they come here and now they want the world to think that they were here all along. Now listen to me. I when I tell you I'm not a violent person. Never was. I seek to go the opposite end of violence. I don't want no violence. But I want power that is far above violence. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want power far beyond that. That if you think that, you know, you buy this person with weapons, well, don't bother try me with that, because I don't harbor nothing about violence. And if you think that you want to do something to me, I don't use no weapons. I don't think of no weapons. And if that's all you have, you're not doing well, headed in my direction. Although you might think that it's easy to deal with me, you're not. You're not. Because we live by energy. And what I want to say is I don't rely on weapons. Because I'm not violent, and I don't care about anybody what they want to think and want to do, particularly. You know what I mean? Because I am going to be available if it's violence somebody wants, but you won't have any cooperation with your violence. Because there is a greater power in the world. For people to think and do not covet violence. these sodomite people, that's what they're in. But the reason why they exist so long is because they were able to work tricks. And that's what caused the talking serpent to do so much damage to the African people. Them. You see what I mean? All right. Well, since I come to find out all the lies that they have written, and I find out who they are in the World History textbook, they can't get lost from me. And the World History textbook tells me about them. It told me, I mean, as much as I wanted to know. These white people, if you think that your church, and that's what bothers me when I listen to my own people talk about politics and the fighting DeSantis, right? DeSantis is a faggot. He's a homosexual, right? Doesn't he tell you? Okay? He has his partner with a penis. Now, you think he is a civilized human? You think DeSantis is a human? You're fighting him? It means that you need to learn your own history. You need to know what your government is, because, see, the talking serpent take all of that away from us. We fall from grace. We don't know ourselves. What I'm trying to tell you is what I have read and found out. Not unless somebody knows something better than I do, like you hear me been saying. But if you don't read anything better than what I was saying, well, what I have is the real McCoy. You see what I mean? And I, like I tell you, they are not in the World History textbook as civilized country or people. But how is it they come now and we are under their government and we are citizens of the United States and stuff like that? It is a whole lot of good history that we need to know to understand what kind of a situation we are in. To my surprise, when I began to talk and find things out, people began to just don't bother listen to me. But to tell you what, I wanted to know really what happened in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't say I know everything yet, but I know a lot right now. And I know about the white people. You will be shocked if you even realize what your Bible is telling you. Can you believe everything the Bible says? And if you quit believing and begin to knowing, you would know what I know. White people are not civilized. When they talk about they have government ADR, it is foolproof that when you are believing the things in the Bible, where they tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand those things, when you believe your mind must be unnatural for you to be wiser and read better, then your brain is atrophying very much. And that over time, from 100,000 years ago, all of the ancestors coming right along, they all get to be infected by the rhesus blood of these white people. And today it's like they own every single thing all over the globe. Okay? Because you believe what they say about a world that is uncivilized. And they would like to tell you that they are civilized. Why weren't they civilized before they go up into Europe? and they were millions of years old. Why they didn't? They didn't, though. They did that. So who are they today? All right. They did an act quite different from what the Bible talk about, a talking serpent coming and out of a clear blue, approach Eve. You look into those stories and you think those things are true. You know, you must have thought before that they're far-fetched. Well, it's more than just far-fetched. Just right out lie that these cunning white people did. It's their story about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in a garden, and the eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. It's their story. And they're telling us about it is the talking serpent who asks Eve, you know, did God tell you not to eat of this and this and this? And he says, but you know what? He know when you eat of it, you will surely die. You think of what I'm saying to you. You think of what I'm saying to you. And you know what? If you find out that you are retarded and you can start to learn knowledge, you will be better off. You would never put your foot back in a church. You see, and all the people that out there talking about, you know, all the wicked things that these white people do to the Africans. The church is among them. Our government way of operation, they work to destroy all of that. It's a good thing that the good things that are intangible, like our government, they can't destroy our government. We have our laws forever, you see, and Africa was holding that place because we have the right to carry on our government, okay? When we are under these faggot white people and say they are government with AD and Adamani, those things don't have any basis of civilization. And were there any civilization at all till the gods come here? No, there were none. Because these guys go up into Europe and they couldn't talk. They grunt. Okay? So civilization mean what? Not some mansions built up by the roadside. That's not civilization. That is the produce of civilization. But you didn't see these white people make up anything elaborate or anything civilized. No. The gods did. So now when we are retarded and don't know whether it is good or bad, this is where the problem comes in. That unless we get to read and know what the history says, you will forever be a Christian. And that is not, I'm not joking about that. Remember how long I have been a Christian? From age 7 until I am about 60 years of age. It takes a lot for me to be talking and telling you like it is right now. You see what I mean? And ready to really, knock the shell open. That's what interests me. You see, because these white, cabbage water white people, it doesn't matter who they are or what position they are in, they need to get out of our territory. All they bring here is a lot of disease and a lot of weapon that kills us and kill us in every which way they want to, and we are not able to do anything about it. Well, now they're getting orders to leave our territory. And that's all I have to tell them. Get out. Because all that military and every single thing they have out there is not theirs, it's ours. And all the money that they say they have, billions and trillions and so, it's not theirs, it's ours. the knowledge that is here to push them out into the ocean bottom. It's in the world, it's a textbook. They are not civilized, and what they're going on about, like they're civilized and stuff like that. Nothing they have. I mean, talk about AD and Adam and... What is that? The Pope probably don't even know what he wrote about. They just want to write these things, but it doesn't mean anything to them, but it means something to us because they're using it on us right this moment. This very moment. They're using it against us, and we do not know. All right. They use it to take away your liberty, take away what you have, and, you know, now that you're a Christian, that's okay with them. You are Christian, that's where they want you. Because Christianity is a sodomite institution, and you are closer to sodomy when you become Christian. It's not a joke, it's true. Okay? These sodomites behaving like they're human, they're not. All right, so I'm telling you, in this world is a textbook. Europe is nowhere in this world is a textbook as a civilized country. Could you imagine that America is full of people that are not human beings? They are not civilized, and I am the person to make you know that fact. If there's nobody else, I'll do. You see? Because these people are only about their crutches. Can't you see? That's what they are about. Their crutches. Okay? And, well, it's going to take somebody who is prepared and solid and have the blood of the gods inside of you, because you don't have no loose to lose there. These are the faggots that you read about in Genesis 19. Them are sodomites. You see what they did with Lot in their account about the story? Yeah, they write all of that. And I am telling you, the quicker we learn who we are and understand that we come here and settle down long before they come here. Okay? But you got to understand 100,000 years ago. What happened 100,000 years ago? You understand that? All the banks and all the kind of thing. You see these white people have on the Walmart and all this kind of stuff. It's good when you know the truth. Because you will never know the truth if you don't know it from the history. Okay? That all they say they have, I know it's not true because I know the truth. I know what the legal ramification is of what they did and what we don't know. And what it takes now to drive them out of our territory. They walk in all of our places and just take it over. Why you think so? It's because we are retarded 100,000 years ago. So all that we've been doing over all these years is getting worse and worse and worse until right now we hardly know anything that is important to our own defense. See, so that when you see 1220, that's 1220 AD, you need to know what that is, because that is the law they use to kill us. Kill your children, kill whatever. And right now you hear, they're still doing it everywhere. You see what I mean? And you don't think that the church is a part of the problem? Yes, because you are not in your right mind when you go to church and speaking in tongues and talk about the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. They give it to you for you to think that you are right. But that's what keep you and your mind in the dumps. Church is not for African people. And if you want to think that, you know, Jesus is your Savior, well, that will keep you until you're dead. It's never going to be true. You see, no Adam and Eve in an old garden and a God that telling all the lies about, say, well, you know, the man and the woman, you know, now they are wise as us, so it's the reason why you got to get rid of them. Why God had to get rid of Adam and Eve? Because they wanted the tree of life. Why? Isn't the tree of life something good? Is that what Christian people want to have? Yeah. But yet, the whole thing is a lie. The whole thing is a lie. And you will not be able to be free from these faggot white people and all the wealth that they say they have. You won't be free from them, and you will be always tricked, believing, yeah, they are wealthy and you are not. If you know the history, you know that you're being tricked into thinking that. Now, if you're a coward, you stay tricked, okay? I'm telling you that it's in here, into this Glencoe book. Take a copy of this Glencoe National Geographic. It is published 2004 and edition 2. Get a copy of this World History Text edition, and it will give you the same information that I do. You will see that they do a lot of things inside here to twist our minds, but if you're reading properly, you will see where they're trying to turn themselves into human. They call you human and the first human and all them kind of thing. So the first creature, hominid, right, when it comes to species, it's only two species we're dealing with. It's the hominin species and the sapien species. But they want to turn the whole thing upside down so you don't understand. Right? So if you know what come first, it was not human being on earth. When there was nothing, creature came first, it was the hominid, the primates, the monkeys. It is not us. Our species came in just 250,000 years ago. The gods came in 450,000 years ago. So if you look at what the history is telling us, you'll find out that we are way in the dark. And these white people are grinding us to powder. Okay? No Christianity at all for indigenous people. We are polytheism people. We are religious people, not Christian church people. Okay? And the better you know is the better it is for you. And if you like the truth, and the truth is to mean something to you, well, you'd want to have it. I'm not trying to get anything from nobody here. I don't ask nobody for no contribution, never ever, right? And these people are robbing me, and they won't even like say anything why they're doing it. You know, I send them some of my thoughts frequently, so they understand. I'm telling them what they do to us and what they're doing, but these fucking assholes, I mean people, they don't have any sense. They don't have any sense. Why would they be doing it to people who don't do them nothing? I'm talking about it's their country, it's their country. Come on, yeah, it's not their, well, you know what? Their asshole is what they have. They don't have America as their country. This is one country that is not there because this history here. If it weren't in here, then you probably think I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you that this in this world history textbook, Africa, I mean, Europe is not a civilized country. When civilization was, as it were, you know, I mean, being raised up for the first time in the Western world, they were not a part of it. Europe was never a part of it. How do you think they can become government now? It's tricks. Tricks. And one thing will get them out is the truth, if you know it. Now, when you don't know it, okay? Now, if you think they're not shaking out there, they're shaking. They're not that bad. You hear me? Because we have our government record in history. It's only because we dropped off we drop off the communication knowledge where we would know who we are and what we are supposed to be. We fail. And that's where the talking serpent came in. And they put these bad blood disease and stuff like that in our bloodstream 100,000 years ago. And since then, we are never the same. Never the same. You think this is the kind of people that the gods created 200,000 years ago? No, we are not that same people. So, I'm telling you that there is nothing that we are doing or participating in that is the right thing. Right? We're doing everything that these sodomite white people put down and say we are to worship that. We don't have a government that asks us to vote. We do not. And you have to go vote to get dinner from these fucking ass white people. Well, you better stop it if you ever want a life. If you think you have to depend on them, you're sorry. You're sorry. There is the government and the way we were created here. Okay, a special species 250,000 years ago. And we don't know that. And I'm telling you, I just found out. You know, when these slackers and foaming idiots, when they go into Rome 509 BC and overthrow the king, it's the first time I've been knowing something like that happened. And all the time I've been in church from age 7 till I'm like 50 years of age, I've never heard anybody talk about that. A king was overthrown by these sluts, criminals, okay, gay, and come among us and live among us and force us to accept, you know, all of their filthy self and all that. And force us to do things we're not supposed to. Now you hear the truth and you don't even want to hear the truth because I tell you, you are retarded. Your brain is retarded. You can't understand the truth now. It doesn't matter what I will do, you may never understand till you're dead. You see what I mean? So, if I tell you the way you were brought into the world, it's by the gods, the Elohims, that wanted to make intelligent worker. Okay? Primitive worker. They did not come to earth to make human primitive worker at all. That was not on their mind, but the need came. So if you do things like God and Jesus make you to go to heaven and all that kind of stuff. You don't read that even in the Bible. It doesn't say that. So if you can sit there and twiddle your thumb and think that I'm lying to you, look, you're going to lose your soul. No joke about it. Don't go back to church. Seek for the truth of history that tells you about the record that represents you. Create the past, and we are the present of it. Don't fool yourself for food or for none of these things that these people have and fool you that they are the one who has it. No, they got to get out. Get out of our territory. For AD Anadamani is not government. It's not civilized. They are not civilized. Europe is not civilized. And you're not to be afraid of that. It's the truth that sets us free. I tell you about the fact that these white people, all they live for is to trick the African people and keep them dumb. That's all. And they find out that they have been successful. But, you know, it's not destined. It's not the fate for these honest fucking idiots to spoil all of us. No, it's not the fate that. So those who understand what's being said, you are to know what you are to do to save your soul. You know what I mean? Because what they are telling you is not true. Anytime white people tell you anything, look to the opposite. Because they are nothing but a big old jackass waiting to kick you. That's who they are. Now, when I tell you this about the Neolithic age and the time when the gods begin to give us a higher level of orbital urban civilization, and that you think Europe should be a part of it, but they couldn't because they're up there. And they're only trying to make trouble for the African people. Okay? And it is from our blood that they began to talk. It was any other way. And now they use that and exploit it. No sooner than they find out that their blood gets inside of us and return full, then they start to take They began to exploit us in every given kind of way. Till right now, there's hardly anybody. Even with university degree, you still don't know that you are tricked and your brain is retarded as can be. And you'd be surprised if you begin to take a stock of yourself and who our ancestors was. 200,000 years ago, who they, all of us, were created back then. Right, and come right on down to the end of that first 100,000 years. All right, so by the time we come to the Western world, these people already, you know, throw their bad blood into our system when they were just leaving Africa. Okay, and we don't know nothing about it. They don't know that something is wrong with them. They're only slowly heb mentally and atrophy and go off the orbital wavelength that they thought on, and they don't know themselves anymore. And this is what is going on today. We don't know ourselves consciously. We are all people that are supposed to be united. We ain't not even the home people hardly have unity. You see, and they write in the Bible that Jesus said he's going to separate people from people. Didn't he say that? But what did the prophet say? He will be a king of, a prince of peace. He did not become no prince of peace because he did not, this character never exists. Faggot white people wrote about. They wrote about that. They know it's a lie. I mean, that's not just one thing they write in the Bible. It's a whole ocean of things that they write in the Bible that sound like, oh, Jesus' words in red writing. But none of those things are true. Okay? So these white people, why you think they come and live among us and everywhere we go, they come right in and carry all of their jing-bang, come and throw down all around us and we must live with it? Why you think they are interested to write anything to tell us the truth? So all this cool that they take over and all of this establishment, they learn from us. And turn us fool, we don't know how to use it. They know how to use it though. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is only read the Bible and be interested in what is in the Bible when it comes to the world history textbook and things that are telling you the truth. You can't understand it. You just cannot understand it. Why? Because your mind is retarded. You know, and you don't probably have any enough sense. You have sense to do a whole bunch of stuff, but you're going to find out that you don't have enough sense to do some simple things. And you're not interested. You're not interested because what to our bloodstream slowly change our inner core, your mental inner core. And that's where some people are seeing the light and are turning themselves in a different direction. You see, because they find out. If you want to keep on going to church and think it's all right and Jesus died on the cross for you. No, you know what? You dying on the cross for yourself now, maybe, if you are really doing that. But the fact that you believe that Jesus died on the cross means that you are retarded. That's what that means. I mean, what was I from age 7? What did I know at age 7? What did I know at age 7? I didn't know anything, but yet still, my parents take me to church every day, every time. I didn't know anything. They didn't know anything. They thought it was okay. Jesus is all the world to them. All right. So I'm telling you now that we have civilization. These white people, they are not a part of civilization. These white people here that put up all of the churches around you, they're not civilized. Now, you think one person would call me and say anything? Right here, I know somebody came by in my chat room here. Is too far north. Join the conversation. Too far not left the conversation. Yeah. So you see, now and then somebody would come across here and check out something. But they're not going to hang around this for a long time. You see, and it's by design, they cannot take they cannot take what I am saying, but those who are of the mentality that they understand at least certain things that I'm saying, they will seek to want to know where home is, right? Okay. It took me a lot to come to this understanding of what is written in history here, right? And I'm going to share it with anybody who wants to know. It don't cost you anything, all right? Now, I am telling you, everything in this world is a textbook from the end of the Neolithic age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marks a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. See, it will tell you all along that it's human, not human, not the hominid, nor primates. Okay, no, human is different, but now they are trying for us to accept them as human. They begin to call us Homo erectus. We are wise sapien, not no erectus. Are not. We are not hominids. We are not hominin. Hominin belongs to these white people. That's where they come from. The hominid, the primates. And the history tell you they are all from a bunch of monkeys. Okay? And now, they mixing up and they got us marrying to them and all them kind of things now. Okay? And you will hear that, you know, white people hate black people so much. But you see contradiction. Their very president was screwing the female slaves and hide it. You don't understand when you are when you are duped by anybody. Well, it is clear the white people them who set up the churches. When I was growing up, I didn't know, who put up all these churches. I didn't know. But I turned about 50 years of age, I started to read. I began to find out the whole thing that I wanted to know all along. Right? We can't stand them. Everywhere we come into the Western world, they come and push themselves in, and they realize that we don't have any sense anymore. They can do whatever they want to do with us. Well, that's what they think. And they are not human to think reasonable or rational. They kill us without any kind of a question. Come in, bounce your door down. Not one place, not two. I mean, the amount of time that they do it to us and we don't do anything. I mean, by the thousand and then into the millions. These white people, and see here, they feel comfortable around you. So the fact that they can do all these things, you'll more rather think that I'm telling a lie rather than telling the truth. You know, I wouldn't be doing that in no time in my life. So I am telling you that we have raised up. It's all right. First of all, It tells you that the civilization at the beginning incorporate for man, you know, in the time of what was created for mankind to enjoy, the establishment of civilization. So civilization is what is in your core, your inner self, that civilization. You're either civilized or uncivilized. And therefore, you have to born civilized. The gods gave us civilized blood, and that's what makes us civilized. Hybridization, that brought us about. They don't write that in the Bible. White people don't want us to know that because we are too higher than them to begin with. Right? Now, you know, they wouldn't like want to talk to somebody like me because I get to know exactly what's what. So they're not going to prosper when we know the truth. But you want them to prosper or you want yourself to prosper? What is yours is yours. Don't let these fucking asshole white people fool you. That's what I want to tell you. Okay? Now, telling you that they are not civilized. So, I mean, what you want? You want to, like, ignore what I say and keep on going to their church and go vote for them. And they tell you that, you know, I mean, they're trying to make you not vote. They're doing you a good thing when they don't want you to vote. But you can't just stop it there. You need to know why you shouldn't vote for these fucking asshole white people. Okay? Now, you know, you think that, I mean, a lot of respect is due to them. For what? You tell me why the respect should go to these white people. You think so because you are, you know, you're retarded to where you really don't understand what's going on in the world. You don't know that. You see, you'd have to come to your senses and stop denying what the truth is. Now, I was glad to take the truth on. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that this book is written for civilized people, and it is the world history textbook, the highest textbook for on the lowest level. Okay, this book right here, right? You go to university, and this book will be there. Right, so it's not a pia source, this I am quoting to you. And it goes on and tell you that we used to live in the villages. Right? It says the Neolithic age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. First, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than villages. Listen, that's us, not them. As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. The emergence of civilization. In general terms, the culture of a people, not creatures, but above that, people, a culture in general, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. And if you understand is a species and the inner blood type is called Texan, the Texan of your blood and your interior, right? What it reads, what kind of blood you have. Now, your sexuality contains everything about your personality and your character, you know, that wire up into your brain. What gives you your tendency? If you're a man, do you think a vagina, come with it for you to, like, behave like a man? No, you are a complete man. So you're going to behave like a man. So what I'm trying to tell you about mixing up your blood with somebody else, there's some science that goes with that. You must know who you're mixing your blood with. Okay? Taxonomic here, we don't have anything, no taxonomic agreement with these white people who are primates, hominid species. Our species are different. And they came to evolution almost 3 to 4 million years ago. They were first roaming around in whatever way that they were doing it, but they were not human. They were not civilized at all. What I'm trying to tell you is that we don't have any similarity, because when they did the wrong and poison and disease, infect us, that we never come back to our senses or oddly after that 100,000 years ago. You see, this is what kill us. And when you talk about fall from grace, the fall of man, the white people did it to us. And if you don't know and you think you want to marry to these white girls and all this kind of stuff, you don't know what you're doing. We have lost our senses, lost the ability to govern ourselves. If I am lying, well, you tell me what is the lie in what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you, if you don't come out of that Christian church, you're going to lose a lot more than what you already lost. That's no joke. You see, you go up in the upper room and go pray and speak in tongues and stuff like that, and you have the Holy Ghost. None of that is true. Not even the dust of that is true. These white people fix us up real good, real bad, right? Yes. And I am telling you now that your way of life has to do with your sexuality. Yes. So, therefore, it is saying that you don't mingle with certain kind of people. As a species, you do not. So, you must know, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Now, if you don't deal with a homosexual person, woman or man, or whichever way you're doing it, and you are an African from a different species, you are in trouble. Because what happened to us 100,000 years ago make the world full up of mad people right now. Okay? So if you don't understand that your sexuality is not something for you to, skin your teeth and laugh with somebody about because, you know, they want to go have sex with you. Look, you have to now at this late time, you have to learn and put a lot of pressure on yourself so you don't fall into them old bunch of foolishness you shouldn't fall into. All right? So I am telling you that the life that you follow has to do with your sexuality. And you should be able to look into it and see I'm telling you the truth. So it goes on to tell you that we have civilization that is being built, and we by blood are civilized people, and we have accommodation. We have accommodations that makes us live to a standard as civilized people. So civilization has to do with the it has to do with the intangible and the tangible things, right? So the intangible is what will cause you to develop things, right? And those things you develop, you call them civilization. Those are, it constitutes civilization. But you have to know where civilized come from. It's your core, your inner core, your blood system, right? And you have the knowledge and the wisdom and everything like that. Wisdom is not in the house or the car or the, that's not where civilization is. It's in you, in your head, okay? So you have to be, you have to be with people who are of your blood. Like you know about the ethnic group of people. Any group can be mixed together when it comes to like to have children and stuff like that. You want to marry and things like that. But not these white people. Because their toxin is not good for you. And you may think that, I mean, oh, what's wrong with it? Well, look at us. Look at us. Over 100,000 years. Look at us, the first 100,000 years. We never have any problem. But since we come here for Africa and come to the Western world, something happened to us when we were coming along the way. And over all these thousands of years, nobody pay any attention. And we all slowly, slowly, day by day, week by week, month by month, years by years, retarded. Retarded. And if you don't pay attention to that, what can I say? But I'm telling you, we are the civilized people, not white people, if you call them people, right? But they are not human to begin with. They are not humans. They don't have our taxonomic blood. Okay? Now, I am concerned about that. You know, if you don't want, it's up to you. So, we know about, we are the one who create civilization. It's not white people. History is there to prove that. That they are here over millions of years and they had nothing called civilization. Nothing at all. They are not civil. They can't create civilization. All right. The rise of city. Again. This is something that the gods create for us. The growth of government. There been government all along. Right? So everything that is here now is going on a higher level. Now, the raising of stuff and the quality stuff come from our sense of civilization that the gods give to us. The cities that are raised up is because of civilization as well, too, right? It has nothing to do with these Europe white people. Then. Nothing at all. Now, had they been civilized, they wouldn't be left out. Okay? All right. The growth of government, and I tell you the growth of government, growing numbers of people, the need to maintain the food supply and growth of government, right? Governments organize and regulate human activities. So it goes on to tell you. You see? It tells you that in the first civilization, government were led by rulers, usually kings or queens, who rule a kingdom, okay, and organize the population, organize armies, protect their population, and made laws to regulate their subjects' lives. Now, when we have these white people talk about AD Anno Domini now, and they are making AD law. Was it laws that we were make, that our kings made for us? No. if they are not civilized, how they get to come and make laws? No, my friends, this is as deep as this is going to get. And I want to thank you for listening. So it tells you, we move on to this new life that these white people come in and destroying for us. All right, it says here, the role of religion, the role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. All right, my friends. And it goes on to tell you, from here, this higher civilization, this portion, a new social structure. And it begins to tell you exactly what kind of a life we are supposed to be living right now, where these white people come in and filth on us, and here we are, we don't know ourselves. Okay? All right. There are a lot to talk about, but, you know, and there are a lot of things that a lot of people are not going to hear or want to listen at all. Because a good friend of mine told me that she's going to hang up the phone on me next time if I call her and begin to talk about these kind of stuff. So therefore, I'm not sure of calling back my friend at all. Because I don't think I should be an adversary to someone because they don't want to listen to civilized argument. And this person has a university degree. Yeah. And not just that person alone, but I have a brother with university degree, and he won't talk to me either. Right? So, of course, you can expect that I'm going to say things to a lot of people they're not going to like. I have to talk it anyway. All right? All right. So here a bit of what I want to say here, and that is the ancient Sumerians of Mesopotamia were the oldest civilization in the world. If you have ears to hear, you hear. This is not Europe talking to you. This is our history, ancient civilization, Mesopotamia. If you know anything about this, try and do. Were the oldest civilization in the world. So what they are saying here is when human being institution was raised up, this is the oldest of the human system of civilized manifestation. Because why? The gods were in South Africa a whole lot of thousands of years before the Sumerian. The Sumerian is a product of what was in South Africa. And they came out and come out to Mesopotamia and begin to raise up establishment. Tells you that writing on all these things began to put out writing on all these things, right? So what I am telling you now is where we are in time, and what we are supposed to be doing is not what we are doing right now, all right? But I tell you, in the new social structure, a new social structure based on economic power also arose. Rulers and upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors, the term dominated society. Below this upper class, was a large group of free people, farmers, artisans, and craftspeople. And so on, my friends. Things begin to go on here, you see? And things for us to really know. Things for us to know. And these white people among, they're not supposed to be among us. That's why, you know, I'm ranting and raving because it's true. It's true. And they're not supposed to be among us. These faggots, they're not supposed to be among us. Okay? So don't say I don't tell you. I tell you. All right. So now, it tells you, Europe is not into anything civilized. But they convince us that they are, right? Well, you just know it's not true. On the contrary, what I'm telling you, that's what is true. So if you want to keep your company, well, it's up to you. All right. We are the oldest, although they were the first, hominid. They were the first on the ground before the gods, before us, they were. But they were not human. They were not talking. They're not civilized. Okay? All right. Who was the first civilization to write? It's us. Summer. Okay? Not white people. Mesopotamia was a region comprising many cultures. Cultures, but we are the same ethnic people of blood. You understand? So the earliest known writing was invented there around 3400 BC in an area called Sumer near the Persian Gulf. Now, the Persian Gulf was the place where the gods touched down the first day when they came to Earth. That was the first day on the calendar, as the first day of the 1 week. Okay? All right? And then it went on until there is the first week, first month, and then the first year. Right? That's where we're coming from. That's where civilization is coming from, if you don't know. Now, who is the founder of civilization? The ancient Sumerian of Mesopotamia were the oldest civilization in the world. But that is not true, because the gods are the ones who are civilized, and they brought all of their knowledge here and spread it out through us when they create us. We are the ones who spread it out amongst ourselves. Okay? Wherever we were, we spread it. So here it goes. So it says, the ancient Sumerians of Mesopotamia were the oldest civilization in the world, beginning about 4000 BC. Now, when they tell you this, you have to look into it and see what they are saying. When they said Mesopotamia were the oldest civilization in the world, beginning 4000 BC. So they're talking about the world of mankind, not the world of the gods. The gods made us civilized people. And when we began to like write things and and hacked on the human level, this was the 4,000 that it's speaking about. When we take control as human beings, right? But civilization comes from the gods who created us. And then everything spread out among human beings after that. Not white people. It don't belong to white people. You understand? Ancient Egypt provides an example of an early culture. Right? He don't say they are the first. They're not the first. Can I tell you it is Mesopotamia. Right? And Egypt is one of the earlier country that spread civilization as well. So that a lot of things are identified with Egypt, who provide and make certain kind of things. All right, so an example of an early culture, Egypt is considered a civilization. You see what I mean? So you don't hear anything about Europe as a civilization. Nowhere! And you will never have it. No, but no, today they come on and set up everything now for them to be, oh, the civilization. But it's not true. And nobody will stand up and tell the truth. Well, you know, I mean, in the context of how I am talking it, I don't mean that, you know, down to the number one is not doing it. No. So, so I'm telling you, what is the oldest story ever written? The Epic of Gilgamesh. And where? An epic poem concerning or very loosely based on the historical King Gilgamesh. Who ruled Sumerian Uruk, modern day Iraq? Right? So Sumerian Uruk is modern Iraq. In 2700 BC. This is the oldest written story, period. Right? This is the oldest written story, period, anywhere known to exist. First story of Gilgamesh. All right. What was the first civilization in history? Mesopotamia, 4,000 to 3,500 BC, meaning between two rivers. In Greek Mesopotamia, located in modern day Iraq, Kuwait, and Assyria. Kuwait and Syria is considered the birthplace of civilization. History said Europeans are not civilized, and a violation among hybrid human beings. That's what history says. So if you don't want to adhere to the history, it's up to you. I am going to adhere to it. Now, a little thing left here that I would like to tell you a bit of. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life, mean the ways of the African people's life, indigenous people, included the Spanish mission of California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers' efforts they have been making by churches and governments to undermine the Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. You see, what are they doing among us? This is the question that must be asked. What these sodomite white people doing among us in the Western world? What are they doing here? But they come here and they don't just don't come. They come to kill us. And that's what they have been doing to this day. And you're out there going to their church and to vote for them and all this kind of stuff. Tell you that you are retarded and you frown and puff and you want to go to church to worship Jesus. And I'm telling you, it's not true. So if you want to go and destroy yourself, it's up to you. Okay? Now. So it goes on to see these people are telling you what they do to us and we don't care. We still go to their church and all this kind of go vote for them and all that. And no matter what, they show you that these guys are playing with our life. You see what I mean? Because you see what Trump been doing and what happened in January 6th, in the previous year gone by, right? You see what they do? And the lie, you can see that Trump knew that he was lying and they're still going through with it. The party that you're voting for, any one of them, they are joining in those kind of stuff. When are you going to realize that your civilization is not hanging on any stick of the white people them? None. And if you don't understand that, well, you're too retarded. All right. So it goes on. They're telling you what they do to us, even our government, kingship government. Today you don't have no government, and you are underneath them. These faggot, I mean, homosexual faggot, they are not human beings. Let them prove it here. Okay? And they are talking about they have government and all this kind of stuff. If you're looking for food from them, you know, you dead long time. You dead long time ago. You got to go vote for them to give you education and all this kind of stuff. No. What happened to our government? Where is Africa? Have you asked about Africa? What's going on? Africa is retarded too. Things they're doing. There's not a thing that these white people don't do to kill us. Okay? You can go to church and they make them fool you that they're not trying to kill you. Yeah, it's a sure kill. They kill off the Neanderthals, you hear? Neanderthal belongs to us. They kill off the Neanderthals, and they trying to kill us off too and leave them with our blood here to live and do what they want to do. Now, it goes on that they are undermining the Indian religion. The Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Kingship is our government. We were created under kingship. And by no means we are to be following Christianity, because Christianity is a fucking body institution, if you don't know. Okay? Now, so it says, the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna, American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. See that? So they were trying to kill out the buffalo that the African people need for food and many other things. And that's I'm not reading about nobody but these white people. Okay, that has everything set up for African people now, and African people don't know whether or not, you know, you're coming or going when it comes to who white people are. You don't know, but you got to go to church and praise Jesus and all this kind. You don't know that Jesus never exists, Adikas. All right. He says, widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, the demoralization, and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. My friends, that's what I have to tell you today. And I thank the visitor that comes in and hope that, you know, walk away with something. So take good care and let's see what is here now. Let's get a little song here. And first go with David Ottley tune. See. Yes.
Thank you.